Vanderlip, we said earlier in the broadcast, he led the team in goals with 24 this year, and he has two today now. He is all over the ice, really being the X-factor for his team. Huron Tool works it into the Krieger Farm zone, sent in by number 20, Colin Fitzpatrick, and kept alive there. That's number 15, Caden Geiger on defense. Kept it in that Huron Tool zone. Vanderlip looks to work it out of the Krieger Farm zone and does. Passed off to his buddy, that's Trepkowski, number 23, into the Huron Tool zone. Shot on net, saved by the goalie. Vanderlip thought it was free still. Tim Gordon said no.
Well, lost sight of the puck, so we had to call it.
We're going to have a face-off here to the right of the Huron Tool goalie. Just less than a minute into this third period, John, we've had a lot more action than we have in the first two.
That's hockey, though. Sometimes you get a rush and...
Krieger Farms out at center ice, trying to send it back into the Huron Tool zone, and almost does. Huron Tool sends it. That's going to be offsides, though, as number 20, Colin Fitzpatrick, got tangled up with the Krieger Farm player, and he was down in that zone.
Knocked her over, and then he was trying to help her up on her feet, and then got caught offsides.
Trying to be a gentleman and got
trying
called
for it.
Trying
to be a gentleman, and he got called for it. And this coach, Tim Geiger's letting him know that. He goes, it's hockey. They can get up on their own.
Face off now here at the offside circle, right in front of the Krieger Farm bench. Face off sent down into the Krieger Farm zone, not too far though, but number 26 for Krieger Farms looks to make a shot on goal. That was Lucas McMinn. He sends it into the front again, deflected behind the net. That would have been a goal if it would have got out front, John, as he had two Huron Tool players out ready to slam that one home. Shot by number 23 is blocked by Vanderlip and kept alive by number 22. That is Colton Tulaski. But watch out, here comes Krieger Farms. Number 13, Chase Ernest, looked to get it deep in the Huron Tool zone, unable to do so. Number 99, Emma Dickendasher, passes it to number 8, Emma Krieger, and taken over, and a goal. Holy cow, there was a whole lot of mayhem down there in front of the goal, John, as Huron Tool finds a way to find the back of the net, tie this game up 3-3 with 7:58 left in the third. I don't even know who got all in on that one.
Gabriel Rutkowski took the initial shot, but I do believe it was Jack Zimmerman, number 27, that I'm going to call it garbage. It's garbage goal.
He cleaned up the trash in front of the net.
Yep, that's right.
As everyone that's seen Mighty Ducks knows clear well how to do.
That's right.
Krieger Farms has it down in the Huron Tool zone. Number 13, Chase Ernest. Works it, and we're going to have an offsides here. We're going to step away for a quick commercial break.
Man, I'm freezing. It's cold in here.
Honey, it's an ice rink. It's supposed to be cold. I'll bet Wraps and Refrigeration keeps this place cool. They've been servicing commercial, institutional, and industrial refrigeration systems for years.
Wraps and Refrigeration? How do you know that?
How do you not know that? They've been servicing the Upper Thumb of Michigan since 1953. They're fully licensed and family-owned and operated. Their knowledge of equipment technology lets them offer total project management for whatever the client's needs are. And Wraps and Refrigeration belongs to many industry organizations, which means they're always current with what's going on in the heating and cooling industry.
How do you know so much about Wraps and Refrigeration?
They fixed the furnace at work last month.
They do heating too? They need to warm this place up. What's the number?
269-7291. But honey...
269-7291?
But honey, they can't warm up the rink. The ice would melt.
Back live at the Huron County Hockey Association Silver Blade Tournament. The squirt division is tied up 3-3 with 7:37 left in the third period if you're just now joining us. Caleb Geiger looked to make a play for Huron Tool, shut down by Vanderlip. Quickly gets it back as Geiger and loses it to number 23, That is Logan Tripkowski. Him and Vanderlip are the X factors for this Krieger Farms team. But don't look away from number 8, Mackenzie Krieger. She is making some great defensive plays. Puck right below us now as Huron Tool looks to get it in deep into the Krieger Farm zone, get that goal that will send them for the championship. Sent deep by number 28, Caleb Geiger. Good play there by Colin Fitzpatrick to win the puck away from Vanderlip. Get it for his team. And he's got it again now. Sends it out to front of the net. Deflected. And no one was there to send it home. Huron Tool's done a great job of sending pucks to the front of the net. Just unable to find the back of it. And we have an offsides again on Huron Tool. That's a lot on them today, John.
Just taking their time getting out of the zone. But here we are, we're spending a lot of time in Krieger Farms end again.
Yes, we are. Krieger Farms wins this faceoff. That's Logan Tripkowski. He makes a move into the Huron Tool zone, gets around the defender's shot, saved by the goalie, unable to cover it, and it's back in the corner. Tried to send on net by Chase Ernest, he was unable to. Krieger keeps it in for Krieger Farms, and they are threatening right now, John. They are all over this puck. Shot on net went wide, and no one there to send it home. Huron Tool trying to clear the zone, cannot get past the defenders. Now on at number 22, that's Colton Tulaski for Huron Tool. He looks to clear the zone and does. Gets it to Jack Zimmerman, and he quickly loses it to Vanderlip, who's trying to make a move into the zone. Shut down by Colin Fitzpatrick, and it comes free to number 26. That's Lucas McMinn. He makes a move down into the Krieger Farms zone. Shot on net, puck loose, score! Goal by number 20, Colin Fitzpatrick. He was there for another garbage goal, as John says. John, as a goaltender, how much does that frustrate you?
That really frustrates a goaltender because you got a chance to cover up the first shot, you don't. And sometimes a goalie can get a little upset because it's part of the defense's job not to have that person, let that person sit on the doorstep like that. But you know what? You teach these kids when you get in the zone, you gotta hang around by the net because that's where stuff happens.
Good thing happens if you go to the net.
And good things happen if you go to the net. That is 100% true.
5:30 left in this third period. Huron Tool just took the lead over Krieger Farms 4-3. As Huron Tool works it deep in their zone, trying to get it out to center ice, and does. That's Caleb Geiger now with it at center ice. Going to get it deep here into the Krieger Farms zone. Makes a move past number 8. Krieger gets a shot on goal and scores. What a move. Started here all the way out at center ice, John. Made a couple moves. Got around number 8. That was Mackenzie Krieger, who we've said she shot him down a lot tonight. And then Caleb Geiger just owned her on that one and put it in the back of the net.
Yep. And it was a great move by Caleb Geiger right between the face-offs, right in the slot. And you can tell now that Kieran Tool is starting to wear down, down in their end. So
all that time down in that zone really has helped out Huron Tool. Earlier in the game it was not helping, but now it is very much in their favor as they have the lead now 5-3 with 4:40 left to play in the third period. Number 24, Jesse Krug, gets it deep into the Huron Tool zone, Krieger Farm zone, as Huron Tool is all over that puck, trying to send it out in front of the net. Is number 21, that's Aiden Champagne. He has a goal tonight. Shot goes wide from the point. That was a nice shot there from the point, John, by number 22, Colton Tulaski. He has it again. Another nice shot. He knows how to get that puck up in the air for being as young as he is. Trying to send it out front, but no one there as Krieger Farms look to clear the zone. A couple players run into each other, but it still comes out. At least I thought it did.
Yeah.
And here comes Vanderlip for Krieger Farms, quickly shut down by number 22, Colton Tulaski. He's really starting to turn it on for Huron Tool, helping them out as Krieger Farms has it in the Huron Tool zone.